This episode of BB Niger Lowdown. Wow. I'm Dara. Your usual co-hosts are here, Grace and
Ring-a-ding, ding-a-ling.
He said it.
Man, I did not see the finals going the way it
did. I absolutely did not.
I did not at all.
Hermes is gone.
How are y'all gonna evict Hermes?
It's Groovy. That's my problem.
How is Groovy the problem?
I mean, I've been unequivocal about my support for Groovy. I could have sworn that he was finalist material, but not X-raying his gameplay. When they asked him,
who is your guy after he had left?
Who is your guy? And I was like, whoa, you mean you came to the house, you didn't form any, you know, tangible relationships?
I thought he and Sheg were a thing. It was later their
kind of bro guy. You couldn't point at anyone that was his guy.
You see, Groovy and Sheg had a thing because
they were roomies. And even they were still kind of close.
He said Pam Savvy when they asked him. But remember when they had that, you know, epic fight?
I remember. And even with the whole, when Bella had a fight with Fina and then they had like an altercation.
So,
that happened.
Mrs. Ikoyi is all
I'm really proud of you, Belle.
I'm excited for Bella.
I mean, I'm actually pleased that
this is what we wanted. Like, I'm looking forward to, even if it's just one week, mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to seeing Bella's personality shine without the shadow of Sheg's.
I feel like we got to see that to an extent, but now we'll get to see it more. Because, I mean, seeing her kind of like come out of her, I don't want to call it a bubble or shell, because I don't think she was bubbled up. But, you know,
I also want to put something out there because of, you know, Sheg's is out now. Because whenever Erica had a meltdown, Tacha had a meltdown, we saw people supporting them. Guys, Sheg's was toxic. And he saw it on the screen because most of his highlights was him fighting.
Yeah.
Let us support his mental health. We're going to do it for Tacha. We're going to do it for Mercy, Erica. Okay, Mercy wasn't toxic. But my point is, we get it. He had bad behavior. Mm. But the same way we rushed to go and correct Tacha and Erica and still support them, let's show Sheg's the same love. Because I don't think he's going to be feeling very good right now. Mm. Even I felt very bad when I watched his highlight.
Okay. So I get what you're saying. I agree. Your mental health is very essential.
Yes,
we
definitely
care about it. And I mean, like, on a more serious note.
However,
I'm so sorry, Dara. However, I'm happy that you're out now.
I am too.
And no, I'm not happy that you're out, that you don't get to win. That's not my business. I'm happy you're out now and you get to see from another perspective how you were in the house. And hopefully in your journey of your mental health, you get to understand how to better relate with people and how you could do better further. Yeah. You understand? So we're still not supporting the crap of some things that you did, but get better.
Be better.
Okay.
But I mean, Shags will be okay now. You know, the Ikoyi policemen, they were like, hey, big Shag.
You know, when I saw it on Twitter, I almost lost it. So I was like, mayday, mayday. Ikoyi is about to be locked down.
I lost it
London
when I saw the
Buckingham Palace. Come on.
I laughed up his store when I saw the teaser because it was too funny.
What? He was one of the most talked about housemates, so I'm happy for him because
I mean he made a name for himself, mm-hmm. and you can't talk about season 7 without talking about Sheg.
It's not possible.
Big ups to Big Brother. I gotta admit, this season has been the most unpredictable because the last two survived for a moment.
In some aspects,
we knew who was going to win, but this one, no, come on, the writers, the fake housemates, the twist, the level 3, BB9 just season 7 was lit.
It was lit.
We don't even know who's going to win. We got Big Baby Bree in the box, we got Fina
in there,
we got Adekunle, the unexpected champion.
Wait, let me do this. I am so excited and so happy for Adekunle. Congratulations to you.
His growth trajectory in the house from being one of the most irritating, probably not liked housemates.
I thought he was pretty chill.
No. The anger issues irritated people a lot.
Okay.
But when you poke a bear, whatever you get, expect it.
But to see him improve on himself single week.
Don't lie. You all liked him because he fought Sheggs.
That wasn't why. But no, even from day one, when I saw Adekunle, I was like, oh, he's one of my
aside
finalists.
From being a fine boy, you could see his sportsmanship.
Yes,
you could see him having fun during parties. I love his friendship with Hermes.
So I'm looking forward to seeing what Hermes does outside the house. Like,
I love his highlight reels. Only him dancing.
Like, his highlight was so fun to see. Yeah. I'm going to miss him so much in that house.
But I think he's going to have a very good prospect outside the house.
Definitely.
Because he left with his reputation.
Still very
Everybody
high
was
there.
Literally like, what are you guys doing? Why the heck is Hermes out of the house?
It was sad to see him go. But you know, the game is the game. And
it is.
Now we're in the final week. We have
Chi-Chi.
Yes.
We got
Daniela.
We've got four, actually. Daniela, we've got Bella, and we've got Fina.
And then we've got the two men, you know, representing,
we've got Rachel,
standing strong, my baby Bree.
We really have Rachel.
It's not easy.
Big baby Bree. And I
bail me out here. Why do you guys like Brian so much? I mean, I see the guy, but I've never really been drawn to him.
First of all, Yeah, aside from him being a baby boy, I love the fact that he has something doing. I'm always very attracted to people who already have something doing. He's an artist. We're looking forward to seeing more of him.
What he and we're giving him that support.
Okay.
Plus, even though there are times where he had very like ridiculous arguments.
Yeah, he has a dirty mouth. Typical Gen Z mouth.
Hello, hello.
But guys, now we also saw the bonding of two women who had their other halves.
The widows of the
I didn't want to call them that, but man, I really felt bad for Bella because I can imagine how naked she felt for a second. No, I mean for a second.
No, because,
choice of words.
Because,
literally, all her stay in the house.
But then, like you said, now we get to see her bond with other people.
But it's poetic. I think it's absolutely beautiful, her character arc. Let's see who she is this last week.
But can we talk about what Fina was saying to Bella about Chi-Chi, you know, actually liking Groovy and all that? You know, because I was going through, you know, some comments on Twitter and some people were like, oh yeah, they see it. They see how Chi-Chi be looking at Groovy.
Is it a fine boy now?
Is it a fine boy?
Beautiful boy.
But why was she having the conversation with Bella and not with her roomie and friend? Like, Chi-Chi, oh my guy, I see
you. I feel like I need to correct this misconception. Mm-hmm. A lot of people assume that Chi-Chi and Fina are friends. They are not.
So what are they?
They had a purely business transaction.
Yeah. What?
When Fina was HOH, she saved you from being evicted. When you became HOH, you saved Fina. We're balanced out. Don't people should
they're not friends.
They're not friends. They've never been friends. People should not. Don't forget that. They
you know,
never
called
been
them
friends.
An Holy Alliance at one point.
Remember also the rumor that went out that Groovy and Fina were doing stuff on that. And
I don't know
Chi-Chi
who was
in the midst of all of that
really,
too.
I, not even that one.
They've
the other
never
rumor
been
about Fina and Groovy doing. Having sex in the bathroom, in the toilet. I wonder. I was waiting for Abel Carr to bring it up.
I wanted it
to come up because I really wanted to see who would
who
have
was the person.
I didn't like the way he was grooming Daniela, though. I was like, I mean,
I loved her.
I liked her response.
I loved her response.
I mean, I was like, can you just let it be? Leave it.
I'm happy for her.
Yeah, and she's played a really good game in the house so far. Even though she's a bit conflicted about who is going to be the love of her life,
I feel like it's so much conflict.
She'll figure it out.
I like what she said. Girls, like, I'm doing me. When I get out of this house, then.
But she
kind of
gave Khalid a blank check there. Did you notice that?
Well, like if he's, you know,
we will see it when they come out of the house. Now let's do what we have come into the room.
Oh my god,
guys!
Prediction.
I feel like every episode we've done is leading up to this moment.
Who is going to be the winner of BB Niger season 7? Level up.
It's the battle of the Big Brother Niger giants. Mado. Right here on the BB Lowdown.
Call him. He's your guy.
Anyway, guys, I'm about to stick my ballot or stick my vote in the ring for Fina Nation. Guys,
really?
I'm giving the victory of season 7.
Fina
Nation.
Okay. Honestly, I'm going to go with Brian.
Mm. Yeah. I feel like I have so much pressure on me right now with both your eyes. But honestly, for me, you already have Big Baby B covered. I hope if he wins, I'll be happy. You know, and you
likewise,
have Fina covered.
I'll actually be happy if Brian.
So I'm gonna root for Adekunle. If y'all did not know,
that's a good.
We are alumni of the same institution.
Oh,
okay, so we're gonna
alumni
root.
Bonding.
Hello, we're gonna root for our own. I can't wait. If he wins, I'm gonna be happy. But even if he doesn't, I'm so proud of where you've gotten
honestly,
to. On a more serious note, I want to also give like a big shout out to Cheesy and Rachel. I think they've done a good job.
Yes,
as writers
our writers
so far.
Really did really
so,
well.
So when you guys come out, I hope with what you've been able to build, it's going to get you even more than 100
million.
Oh,
Cheesy, definitely. I'm hoping that he has a very good team behind him that would do the best and the most.
So much content.
Honestly,
I love him.
He was such a wonderful addition. So thank you, Biggie, for bringing the writers.
Yeah.
We enjoyed
them a
lot.
I said I
want to
give Biggie a big thumbs up. Biggie season 7 was lit.
It's really leveled
big
up. I mean, they
really
leveled
up.
I mean,
next year we're getting South African housemates.
Did you hear that?
Bruh. BBI is getting hotter.
See, no, it's about
you know,
to get
you know already. There's a lot of rivalry between Nigeria and South Africa. From the music, the culture,
entertainment industry in general.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. But yes, catch us. Same. You know, we're going to be here for the last.
I am so excited. Yes.
BB Niger Lowdown.
Yes.
And you know, the last Saturday party is coming up. Grace.
Hello.
Is going to be on that space.
Hello.
I might join.
It's going to be a full house. Yeah. And Brownish and I always make sure that we keep it lit.
Definitely.
And also on Sunday. The Sunday where we're going to know what's going to go down by 7 p.m. You have to be on the Big Brother Niger eviction spaces. Yes. If you're not, just not that cool.
You should, if you don't have a Twitter account, you should go open one right now so that you don't miss that space. But
anyway, guys.
Thank you.
No. Don't let him stay.
On the final note, ring the ding.
Ding-a-ling!
Bye! Bye!